Charles II ascended to the British throne in 1660, he brought with him a taste for French fashion. Having been in exile in the court of his cousin Louis XIV, he had learnt of the finer things of life. Sedan chairs, little silver brushes for cleaning the teeth, and cuisine including fricassees, ragout and salads. He could not do without luxuries, sending to France for gold sealing wax, and then 4,000 gilt mirrors for decorating the court. Charles's taste for all things French extended to his music. He particularly enjoyed French dancing and the music that went with it. He collected together a group of musicians and formed a band of 24 violins, in imitation of the 24 violins of Louis XIV in Versailles. He preferred the violin to the viol, particularly when he was having dinner, as he found them to be airy and brisk. His group of violinists was made up of English and French musicians. The English musicians were sent over to France to study the manner of performance and the music of the court. Charles even hoped to lure Lully to England to conduct his band, but he failed. The 24 violins were a sight to behold. They were dressed in diverse colours and wore habits described as being similar to Indian gowns, but not so full, with short sleeves to the elbow, trimmed with tinsel around the neck, the hem and the sleeves. The 24 violinists played at royal dances and even religious occasions. John Evelyn, following a visit to the royal chapel, complained that the playing of the violins in a Christmas service was better suited to a tavern or playhouse than a church. There's an interesting comment from a contemporary writer, Roger North, who observed that the king brought back from France a mode amongst the messieurs always to act the music. By this he means that they beat time to the music. Not surprisingly, it was music with a clear sense of beat that the king really enjoyed. Here are two suitably rhythmic dances by Matthew Locke, a member of the 24 violins and private composer in order to the king. The Saraband and Courant from his Broken Consort Suite in G Major, played by the Parley of Instruments under Peter Holman. Was the Parley of Instruments under Peter Holman, playing the Broken Consort Suite in G Major, the Saraband and Courant.